What state's name means behold the sun coming down the mountains, you'll hear in this portrait of an outdoorsman from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the brewers of Light Smooth Lucky, the sportsman's friend. He was known as Ernest Hemingway, American writer, the man with a direct, laconic style who underplayed emotion. Hemingway always stressed courage, the bold, fearless variety, and for all the many literary honors bestowed upon him, for all his worldwide wanderlust, he was always drawn back to the state of the Pudgy El, Idaho. In studying about the Indians who came before him, this Nobel Prize-winning author said they named it the way it is. They called it Idahow, which means behold the sun coming down the mountains. Ernest Hemingway enjoyed the state where the sun comes down the mountains. He loved to hunt and fish in Idaho and became a true spokesman for the state. He studied its history, the explorers, traders, fur trappers, missionaries, prospectors, and the almost 750,000 settlers who followed to help build the 43rd state of the Union. Those who come to visit Idaho now, whether vacationers or tourists, never want to leave because Idaho is the land of outdoor appeal. Ernest Hemingway was an outdoorsman's outdoorsman. He knew the thousands of miles of streams, over 2,000 lakes, where the largest rainbow and Mackinaw trout are taken annually. Of the 13 recognized Western big game animals, only the black-tailed deer was missing. Hemingway hunted them all. Add to this, Sun Valley, one of the world's finest winter resorts. And you can see why this great literary figure picked Idaho's sawtooth foothills to spend his final years. He loved the natural purity and rugged honesty in the remote canyon village of Ketchum. Each year, thousands travel to Ketchum, Idaho, stopping by the humble cemetery where Ernest Hemingway was laid to rest. There, along Trail Creek, a few miles from Ketchum, stands a plain, simple dedication by the people of the village, a tasteful birch-bordered memorial. Sometimes, Idaho wildflowers are placed nearby, showing the love and respect the people of Idaho hold for Ernest Hemingway. Long before he passed away, Ernest Hemingway was once asked why he spent so much time in the far reaches of the canyon village of Ketchum. His answer was clear and concise. Hemingway said, "Because it's the only place in the world they haven't yet changed." A great man talking about a great state in Lucky Sportsman's territory. Whether you spend your time hunting game, fishing steelhead, or skiing in Sun Valley, you couldn't pick a better time for a cold, refreshing Lucky. The beer brewed for the West, the way beer should taste, light and smooth. The beer from the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky. You'll see why. And keep listening for more true stories brought to you by the sportsman's friend, Lucky. What's the difference between a hermit, a recluse, and a man who's found his identity with nature? You'll hear in this colorful true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the brewers of your favorite Lucky, the sportsman's friend. In 1932, Sylvan Ambrose Hart gave up his career as an engineer in Oklahoma and migrated to the Great Northwest. He was only 26 when he boarded a train for Idaho to settle down amid the magnificent scenery and clean, rushing waters of the River of No Return. There, Sylvan Hart bought 50 acres of an old mining claim for only one American dollar and made his home in his hunting and fishing paradise. He fashioned his winter quarters out of the mountainous rock of northern Idaho and made his summer home out of wood. Sylvan Hart feels the real life is the life outdoors, which has made him stronger and healthier today than many city folk half his age. And what is most impressive about Hart is that he produces everything he needs with his own two hands. First, he built his home and furniture, then his hunting rifles by hand, drilling the barrels with a hand drill. Sylvan Hart depends on those rifles for his daily food. He usually shoots one elk each year and smokes the meat to make it last. Not only does he hunt and fish, take care of his own large garden, but Hart tailors his own buckskin suits. When he visits his nearest neighbors in McCall, Idaho, he stocks up on food supplies, paying with gold he pans from the waters of northern Idaho. A few years ago, a wealthy gun collector from Los Angeles learned about Sylvan Hart's handmade rifles and promptly offered Hart $1,000 for one gun. When Sylvan Hart declined the offer, the gun collector asked the mountaineer to accept a blank check and fill in his own price for the gun. Again, Hart said no. The gun collector insisted that Hart take any price, but Hart turned the offer down. I'll tell you why Sylvan Hart refused the money in just a moment. But first, Whether you live alone or enjoy the company of family and friends, you'll always find good company in cold, refreshing Lucky, the beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. Taste the beer from the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky. Sylvan Ambrose Hart turned down the money because he doesn't need it. He lives alone in the rugged outdoors of Idaho's mountains with nature's gifts all around him. There's a garden in front of his house with every known fruit and vegetable. He hunts game and he dines on grouse, rabbit, and elk. As Sylvan Hart explains it best, looking about his sportsman's paradise, he's away from all the tensions of today's trouble-filled world, living in his private domain where he enjoys complete contentment and where a man never needs money. What more in this world could any man want? Another great story from the heart of Lucky Sportsman's territory. Listen for more stories and ask for more of your favorite beer in bottles, cans, and on tap. Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Can a hunter still make the record books 20 years after bagging his trophy? Your answer is in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the brewers of light, flavorful Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Back in 1947, a man named Bill Sellers of Drane, Oregon, went hunting for black-tailed buck deer in the area near Glide, about 18 miles northeast of Roseburg. Bill was accompanied by his two sons and a personal friend. When the hunting party reached a small canyon, a black-tailed buck took off on the opposite side. After Bill Sellers got in about three running shots, the buck disappeared. Then Bill chased the blacktail around the hillside, spotted him once more, and downed his prey. Bill Sellers was quite impressed with his prize, especially since it had a fine rack. And since he's an amateur taxidermist, Bill mounted the buck's head and proudly displayed his trophy to all who visited his home. The black-tailed buck adorned Bill Sellers' wall for 20 long years. Then one day in 1967, a friend visited the Sellers home and urged Bill to have the antlers measured to see if the rack would make the Boone and Crockett Club record book. Bill felt that after more than 20 years, surely there must be hundreds of blacktail heads larger than the one he bagged in 1947. But after much insistence from his son, he agreed to have his prize blacktail antlers measured and took the buck head to the Oregon State Game Commission in Roseburg. We'll find out what the Game Commission had to say in just a moment. But first, name your sport. Hunting, fishing, skin diving, skiing. They all work up a thirst, right? And that's just the right time for a cold, refreshing Lucky. The beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. See why, taste why the Lucky people have sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky, the sportsman's friend. When Bill Sellers had the buck head measured, to his complete surprise, his trophy had scored 151 4/8, putting his prize in an all-time tie for 15th place, according to the 1964 edition of the Boone and Crockett Club record book. Bill was amazed. But now, after more than 20 years, the Oregon State Game Commission promised him that the name of Bill Sellers of Drane, Oregon, will be inscribed for all time in the record books as the man who bagged one of the biggest blacktail bucks in the state's history way back in 1947. Another one for the records from Lucky Sportsman's territory. And just for the record, see why sportsmen all over the West call Lucky the sportsman's friend. Open a Lucky. Would you bet your bones to earn a living like Larry Mahan? Here's a true story with a few jolts from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the brewers of Light Smooth Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Ever since 1910, when early September comes round, a migration of bronc riders, bulldoggers, and just plain rodeo fans heads toward north central Oregon for the Pendleton Roundup, America's second oldest and one of the best known rodeos anywhere. The Pendleton Roundup lasts 4 days and matches the best rodeo cowboys in America, a unique breed of men, for big cash awards. Today, rodeo prizes nationally total more than $3 million. That's a far cry from those 50-cent bets first made by range hands in the far distant past. This bone-busting sport of the Wild West, rodeo, has an untamed flavor and flair all its own. And when the regular circuit reaches Pendleton, Oregon pulls out the stops for this annual festival. Besides the full-scale rodeo cast of top competitors, Pendleton beams with pretty girls, parades, Pony Express races, and chuck wagon races. But that's not all. In addition, several thousand Yakima, Umatilla, and Nez Perce Indians join the Pendleton Roundup spectacle, set up housekeeping in a teepee village where all who visit are welcome. But that's only part of the Pendleton story. The rest is the tale of the modern-day rodeo cowboy, the serious contestant who puts up his hard-earned entry fee to compete in these events. Few of these specialists make the big winner's circle, but top raw-boned rodeo riders earn up to $1,000 a week, and some wind up in the national finals rodeo. But they all share the same sentiments about the collarbone circuit, a wild compulsion to bet their bones and bucks that they're the best in all the land. One of the best in the country is a young arena artist from Brooks, Oregon. We'll tell you why he's number one in the nation in just a moment. But first, whether you're roping or riding, or just a plain rodeo fan, chances are you've got your own favorite cold, refreshing Lucky, the beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. The beer from the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky. You'll see why. The nation's number one rodeo rider is young Larry Mahan from Brooks, Oregon. In 1968, Larry Mahan won over $50,000 and was the number one money winner in the Rodeo Cowboys Association. Not bad for a youngster still in his 20s. Larry Mahan from the Beaver State town of Brooks, respected by all competing cowpokes as the best cowboy in the entire world. Listen again for more true stories from Lucky Sportsman's territory. And in between, pour yourself another light, smooth Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Would you trade every modern convenience for the call of the mountains? That's what the Ed Chryslers did in this life adventure from Lucky Sportsman's territory, brought to you by the Brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Mr. and Mrs. Ed Chrysler lived in Chehalis, Washington, owned their own home, and enjoyed every modern convenience of city living. But they were constantly pulled by the sight of the rugged mountains just 100 miles to the east. They wanted to live among their green gray neighbors, the towering Cascades near Mount Rainier. So they leased three sites in the Indian Creek area to serve the needs of sportsmen who want to get away from it all. Today, their layout includes 38 horses, a storage building for stable gear, pack equipment, and two powerful trucks. Now when tourists, vacationers, or frontier-loving sportsmen want to escape the city, they can spend up to 8 days and nights on the trail. The 8-day pack train trip on horseback is made only once a year, after the snows melt in mid-August. It completely circles Mount Rainier National Park, giving those on the trip a chance to fish and photograph all the way. The shorter trips include a wilderness trail ride to Goat Rocks with snow-white mountain goats and plenty of fishing along the route, and a pack train trip to the headwaters of Rattlesnake River to watch the roving elk herd and to fish in the mountain streams. And they're catching 16 to 20-inch trout in those lakes that can only be reached by pack train. When autumn comes to the Great Northwest, Ed Chrysler takes hunters to the elk country. Then when the season is over, the horses are driven to Yakima for winter pasture. So Ed Chrysler spends the winter months working with the Washington State Highway Department, driving a snowplow to keep White Pass open. And Mrs. Chrysler works in Tacoma. Before summer returns in mid-May, the Chryslers bring their horses and equipment back to Indian Creek Corral and reopen their sportsman's wonderland. I'll tell you why the Chryslers gave up soft city life and came to Indian Creek in just a moment. But first, whether you're a frontier-loving sportsman, a vacationer, or tourist in the Evergreen State, you'll always enjoy cold, refreshing Lucky, the beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. It's from the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky. You'll see why. Mr. and Mrs. Ed Chrysler came to the Indian Creek area because they were inspired by the description of the area in two fine books, Of Men and Mountains and My Wilderness. Ed Chrysler pinches himself every morning when he awakens because, as he puts it, one day when I get up, I'm afraid this might all be only a beautiful dream. Keep listening for more anecdotes from Lucky Sportsman's territory. And keep that refrigerator well stocked with cool, refreshing Lucky, your favorite, Lucky, the sportsman's friend, in bottles, cans, and on tap. What's the maximum number of golf clubs you can carry during tournament play? a hard lesson is learned in this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. Brought to you by the brewers of smooth, light, and refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. In the fall of 1968, the United States women's golf team traveled to Melbourne, Australia, to defend the World Amateur Golf Championship. Among the fine women golfers on tour in the land down under was Mrs. David Welts, known in golfing circles as Ann Quast of Mount Vernon, Washington. Ann is a three-time United States amateur golf champion. She's won countless championships and awards in a distinguished golfing career and helped the talented United States team successfully defend the Women's World Golfing Championship in 1968. She's a fine lady, a real champion with great character. Although she's taken nearly every title in women's amateur golf, there was once an award she wanted very badly, but couldn't accept. When Ann Quast was just a 15-year-old high school student in the state of Washington, she competed in the second Washington State Junior Girls Golf Championship. In the qualifying round, this pert youngster scored a superb 71 and apparently claimed the qualifying medal. There was nothing surprising about that. Ann Quast was already recognized as an outstanding junior player, and she was competing at the popular Cedarhurst Golf Course in Marysville, owned by her father. This particular medalist honor was mighty important to Ann. But when she went to the locker room to freshen up after the golf round, assured that she'd won, an amazing thing happened. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. You know, whether you're finishing the first nine holes or a fine day of fishing, the time is always right for a cold, refreshing Lucky. The beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. The beer from the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky. You'll see why. When Ann Quast got to the locker room and was putting away her golf clubs, she made a horrifying discovery. Her bag had more than the regulation 14 clubs. She had 15 clubs, one more than the maximum allowed. Ann was stunned, but she knew the rules well. She didn't hesitate for a moment. Ann walked out of the locker room, headed straight for the tournament committee, and told them of her infraction. Of course, Ann Quast was disqualified. It was a sharp disappointment for a young lady, age 15, but it helped build a strong character. It helped make Ann Quast, Mrs. David Welts, the great golfing champion she is today. Another great story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. Keep tuned for more, and keep well stocked with light, smooth Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Fly tying is an art, but did you know that it takes up to a whole year to learn to tie one particular fly? Listen to this true story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory and relax with a tall, cool, refreshing Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Dan Bailey has spent more than three decades in the Big Sky country of Montana. His business is fly tying, and he's created flies for thousands of sportsmen who fish the clear, well-stocked streams of the Treasure State. With more than 15,000 miles of gem-like lakes and rushing waters beckoning dedicated anglers, Montana is a trout fisherman's paradise. Dan Bailey stocks his fly shop in Livingston with some 500 different patterns and types of flies for those who come to fish in this land of the Shining Mountains. Dan is so devoted to fishermen that he employs only skilled fly tiers, specialists who fly tie by hand. In 1966, Dan developed the Spuddler fly, which is a replica of the sculpin fish found in trout waters. For about a year, he sold this improvised fly locally around western Montana and enjoyed moderate success with the Spuddler. Then, in the fall of 1968, a writer for an outdoors magazine visited Dan's shop and asked if there were any new or improved flies for trout fishing. Dan gave this gentleman the Spuddler, and the writer set out to try his luck. The Spuddler did the trick, and the writer brought home a whopping string of brown trout. In March of 1969, the writer mentioned his Montana experience in an article, and the rest is trout fishing history. Dan Bailey was barraged with several thousand orders for the Spuddler fly, and as a result, his stock on hand vanished in a few days. Dan fell behind some 3 months in delivery, and since learning to tie the Spuddler takes about 1 year of special training, help was out of the question. So Dan simply sent out written acknowledgments to all his customers, asking them to wait and be patient. And from those thousands of orders, less than 20 asked for refunds. When I spoke with Dan Bailey at his shop at Livingston recently, he told me he's almost caught up with the orders for the Spuddler. But unfortunately, now he's fallen way behind on orders for the rest of his stock. Keep tuned for more episodes from Lucky Sportsman's Territory. And whether your preference is rainbows, browns, cutthroats, brook, or any other variety of trout, make your preference in beer bold, refreshing Lucky. The beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. It's brewed by the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky, the sportsman's friend, and see why. Do you know the story about the protector of the wild Mustangs of the Pryor Mountains? It's another true life story from Lucky Sportsman's Territory, brought to you by the brewers of Lucky, the sportsman's friend. Loy Tillett of Crooked Creek, Montana, is known as the protector of the wild Mustangs of the Pryor Mountains. Back in 1946, there were some 1,200 wild Mustangs roaming the mountain country there, but horse runners reduced the herd to less than 200 head. The government felt that these Indian ponies were overgrazing on grass and forage needed for livestock. When it was decreed that these animals were to be destroyed, the Tillett family began their fight to stop the slaughter of the wild Mustangs. First, Loy Tillett claimed ownership of the herd to keep the horse runners away. But the federal government ordered that the Mustangs be removed. Loy Tillett played for time. He urged the government to round up and inspect the wild Indian ponies to make sure they weren't branded stock belonging to others in the area. Since the horses were roving across the border into Wyoming, Tillett was asked by the government to pay inspection and travel fees. He refused, and the fight continued. By 1964, the going really got tough for Tillett. First, he had to chase off the horse runners, then the mink farmers who wanted the Mustangs for horse meat. Next, Loy Tillett received notice that he was being fined $2 per head for trespassing. The bill was over $7,000. 1 year later, the cattle grazing permit held by the Tillett family for decades was suspended. And just as Loy Tillett was being forced to abandon his long and valiant fight to save the wild Mustangs of the Shining Mountains, a miracle came to pass. I'll tell you about it in just a moment. But first, if you're a rancher or hunter, if you spend time fishing in the rugged mountains or just enjoy the great outdoors, the time is always right for a cold, refreshing Lucky. The beer brewed for the West the way beer should taste, light and smooth. It's brewed by the people who've sold more beer in the West over the past 30 years than any other West Coast brewery. Open a Lucky. You'll see why. When Loy Tillett had just about given up his fight to save the Mustangs, brave and courageous people rallied to his side. Newspapers, radio, and television told his story. Letters poured in by the thousands to our nation's capital. After his 20-year struggle, Loy Tillett received such strong support that the Department of Interior established a National Horse Refuge. And today, the Mustangs of the Pryor Mountains live in freedom. It happened in Lucky Sportsman's Territory. Listen for more stories like this, brought to you by Cool, Refreshing Lucky. Pick up a six-pack or ask for it on tap. Lucky, the sportsman's friend.